Hi, Dave.
Into week six on another challenge with East Coast, this time with Laura Wood from Freshly Squeezed and Andrew O'Rourke from Bray.
Yes, and they're both doing absolutely fantastic. They're just bang on with their results. They're both burning fat off, getting, more importantly, getting the good muscle on the body. Both of them are down a lot of body fat percentage. They're both down around the 5% of body fat. And you've no idea what that's going to do. It adds years onto their lives.
I heard Andrew chatting to the guys this morning on Freshly Squeezed on East Coast, and he was saying down nearly a stone.
That's it.
A stone in fat.
Yes, and that was actually in 4 weeks, because we'll be weighing them again next week, so we'd expect them to be down more next week and up more muscle. So that was their fourth week of a check-in. And then Laura is down 10 pounds of body fat, and she's up 5 pounds of muscle, and she's doing incredible, like amazing. But when they come in, they throw themselves into it. Both of them are so enthusiastic about it. They're training really, really hard. They're training well. They're training with proper technique, 15 to 20 minutes, and that's it. And they certainly feel it at the end of it. They definitely know that they have worked out. I mean, the other concept of spending ages in the gym, it doesn't work. It's never going to work. But the way we do it is, a lot of ours is focusing on the muscle. So we really train them. First of all, we get them to set goals for themselves. And it's nice, even if they have some event coming up, just even to set a goal for that. So we get them to visualize their goal. We get them to take all the steps using their mind. Then when we take them into the gym, it's all about their focus on their muscle. They leave everything outside the door. They go straight in there. The trainers are trained just to get them, get the clients to focus. So a huge part of our research, the scientific research, was around the mind and how the mind works in training. But it's not just a model for the gyms. It's also a model for every other area of your life, because we've got terrific results even with people in businesses, in relationships, in life satisfaction, the whole lot. So it's an all-round model.
Coupled with disciplined eating.
Yes, absolutely right. So the nutrition is so important. They're on different nutrition plans as such, and they're both very much, it's suiting them, and it's kind of more to do with their lifestyle now at this stage. So they're both very happy with the diets that they're on, and they're able to, well, I know definitely Andrew's 100% on it. I'd say Laura is too.
Andrew has a stag this weekend, so we'll see how he fares.
Yeah, I'd say he'll be okay, because he's having his final weigh-in on Wednesday. And I think he's very enthusiastic about it, and I think he's definitely going to get the result, and that's it. The result that he wanted from the very beginning, that's 100% going to happen for him.
Milda, when you do slip up and you do give in to temptation, is that okay the odd time?
Of course it is. Sure, we've all done it. But do you know the beauty of it is just getting straight back on the horse the next morning. Just forget it. It's done. It's dusted. Don't give yourself a hard time about it, because that's pointless anyway. So I actually think is just say, well, I've done it, so what? And let me just go for it again. Should I do it myself? I have to kind of do it every now and then.
And you mentioned putting your mind into it. How important is the unconscious mind in the Educo model?
I truthfully think it's everything. Do you see, we're only using most, like according to all research, we're only using, say, 1/7 of our mind. Even Freud said that. So basically then it's like, it's about, like if you don't set a goal for yourself, sure, where are you going? If I don't set a goal that I'm going to Galway this evening, like where could I end up? You have to know what you're doing. You have to know your end result. So we're huge about end results for people. And another one is even the shape that you want to be in. Just have a result for exactly the shape. But like at this point, we're open a year and a half now, and we're actually moving into when people get the results. Now it's about being a superhero, super heroine, get into that shape. We have a big poster down there of a superhero, super heroine. Why not? I'm doing it at the moment. I'm getting my waist down to 28. So it's like, why not? Just keep going, keep getting better, and keep getting better in every area of your life.
I know when I arrived in on day one, it was one of the first things he said to me, have a look at the pictures around, the wonderful pictures of the results before and after, and visualize yourself. And is there a guy here with a figure that you want? And we did it in 6 weeks. I picked it, you told me, to remember what he looked like, and we got there.
That's right. Oh, yeah, and you did get that result. I mean, you got your six-pack, you got your good biceps, triceps, legs looking great, you got the whole lot.
And I have to say, since then, and it's been the guts of a year, we're getting there now, my eating is still disciplined and my training is still disciplined, and a lot less time in the gym than I was spending before. I was spending up to an hour and 20 minutes in the gym.
And you weren't getting the results, if you remember.
No results.
Doing personal training, because it was all wrong. You were spending too long. But you actually loved it, and you did get that great muscle on. You did get body. You haven't a high body fat percent, but you still got that down. You still, do you remember you were saying that I've no fat to lose? And you had. So there is all this visceral fat.
And a lot of it on my back.
Exactly. So that's getting, we got rid of all of that. So, and you're great. You're still with it. You're doing what you have to do. And I mean, you just get very strong in the gym too. That's another huge thing, even with women. Like they actually just don't, when they come into the gym in the beginning, they just don't seem to have the confidence to say, oh, well, I've never lifted weights, I can't do it. You'd be surprised. The trainers would be putting up their weights every week. Like every week they just get stronger and better. They've unbelievable strength. We have this incredible, you talked there about the unconscious mind. You see, the unconscious mind is where our power is. And we're all the time operating from what's in the unconscious mind. So if we could just change and put the most successful things into our unconscious mind and start kind of coming out from the successes rather than from any bad programs that are in there. Because when you put those good successful ones in, this power is released to kind of bring all the good things, to bring the results about.
And you mentioned increasing difficulty and increasing weights and increasing resistance. What I loved about you and Lucy and Stephen and the team here at Educo Gym North Wicklow, you did it with me without telling me some weeks.
That's right. You're better off not to know, because in your mind you'd have a limitation thinking that, oh my God, I can't lift that weight, I couldn't do it.
And you don't do it.
And you don't do it. So therefore you're better off just like when, even this morning, there were a few people in there training with Kevin. And they came out and he said, oh, at the end, he told me he put up the weights. He put up the weights again. And they're like this, but feeling great. But like, is there anything like a good hard training session for 15 to 20 minutes, coming out feeling fantastic, your mind's so good? And then I actually think then that you affect people around you by having that good mindset. When you come out with a very clear mind from it, of course you're going to work totally different. I just love that training. I'd have everybody training.
And speaking of you personally, and finally, your own career, you were in midwifery and then you became a champion powerlifter at 65 years of age, if it's okay to say.
Absolutely. So I broke a world record at 65 and I am 70 now, still in there doing the weights. It's Lee that's training me now doing the weights. And I just go in there for about 15 minutes every day that I'm here, and I just feel fantastic. Honestly, I was over in Mongolia just giving myself, and a guy called Martin Ford, he's more than a nutritionist, he's a consultant in nutrition, but we were over giving 120 doctors a talk on nutrition and on the unconscious mind. So there you are.
And you're putting a lot of clients here at Educo Gym North Wicklow to shame.
No, they're always inspired though. Like, there's a photograph up there and they just come in and say, what, is that you? You didn't do that. Well, if you can do that, I better just go in and start with some type of training, because they can't believe that I lifted, what was it, like nearly 250 pounds of a deadlift.
And as you told me at the time, you lifted it in your head before you lifted it for real.
Yeah, honestly, you see, if you move into that, like even when you'd say that, it would nearly bring you into it. But it's kind of like a part of your mind. It's kind of, you're using your greater mind, or you're using more of your mind. So I took all the steps. I was trained in it by Tony Quinn. So I took all the steps and it was just totally relaxing your conscious mind. You know, your conscious mind will keep telling you you can't do things. Your conscious mind is always limiting everything that you do. But if you can actually relax your conscious mind, move into your greater mind, you know the way I said the 1/7, move even into 2, 3 or 4 times more, well then you're going to be able to lift heavier, you're going to have a better life, all areas of your life can improve. But I remember them saying, this lady's next lift will be a record breaker if she gets it. I'll tell you, I just completely relaxed, just grabbed the bar and lifted it and felt incredible at the end of it. So I got a great cheer from all the people in the audience.
What an achievement. Yeah. Milda Farrell from Educo Gym North Wicklow. The website is educogymnorthwicklow.ie here beside Avoca in Kilmechanic. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much, Dave. I enjoyed that. I'd love to be on the radio every day.